Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my brain trust for my book. That's the brain trust, too. You can get that at smallbusinessadvocate.com, like our good friend Bob McTeer. And then my book is at ageofthecustomer.com. Bob McTeer is our guest, Dr. Robert McTeer, and former voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee. Well, he was a member of the committee even the years he didn't get to vote, and spent several decades in the Fed organization as the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas for a number of years. And he's here to give us his analysis on what the Fed's going to do this week. And, Bob, I think pretty much everybody believes. I mean, I think we'd be shocked if they didn't raise rates this week, right?
We would. They obviously have been preparing the markets for a small increase this time. And I think, the markets might react badly if they didn't. I think everybody's resigned to it.
So the bond markets are not going to like it, even though the bond markets can't bake a rate increase into the cake like equities can they?
No. Let me just say that all I'm talking about here on figuring this out is that you've got to make a distinction between the absolute size of the interest rate and the change in interest rate. And I wondered for a long time why everybody was so scared of a quarter point. Well, if your rate is only a quarter point, a quarter point doubles it. So it's just a matter of looking at the percent and what that does to bond prices. So that's another reason it's healthier to get interest rates a little higher. Once they get up toward normal, small changes won't be so dramatic.
Well, that makes sense, but still, it's real. It's when you do the math, it's out here on Main Street. It's still just numbers. You know, it's not percentages. It's just numbers. It's
I would think there's no big deal. But the people that are worried are people that own bonds that are going to go down in value as interest rates rise.
Right. Well, here's what bugs me, Bob. What bugs me is when the big money folks, the bond funds and Wall Street, when all the folks on Wall Street get their knickers in a wad over a quarter point, and it causes some kind of a ripple through the markets that upsets the economy, when that same increase does nothing basically on Main Street. But we get hurt. You know, there's an old passage in the Bible. I think it's in Jeremiah. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Sometimes out here on Main Street, we feel like Wall Street eats sour grapes, and Main Street's teeth are set on edge. What do you think?
I've never heard that before. That the Wall Street Main Street thing is real. But I do think everybody would benefit for more normal interest rates, even if there's a little pain in getting there.
Well, I agree. It's just hard for us to believe out here that the little increase. I'm going to be really angry, Bob, if there's any kind of a setback in the economy because Wall Street got all of Twitter over a quarter point increase. I'm going to be pretty darn angry about that. But I do appreciate your analysis on this, about why that's happening, and I think you're right about that. You know, it sort of reminds me, people wonder, you know, we wonder why our lives seem to go faster as we go through life, you know, and it's because each day is a smaller piece of our existence, you know, and so they just seem to go by faster.
Yeah, life's like a roll of toilet paper. It goes faster toward the end.
So what do you think is happening in the meeting up there today, day and tomorrow?
Everybody's going to be talking about the weather, probably, when they start off. I think they're going into the meeting not having talked about it. The tradition is you don't call up your fellow committee members and discuss how you're going to vote. Everybody keeps that to themselves. But I'm pretty sure everybody went there today expecting to vote for a quarter point increase tomorrow. And they will do that. Of course, the big elephant in the room, which they probably won't talk about very explicitly because it sounds too political, is Trump. You know, Trump hasn't weighed in on Janet Yellen yet. And
right.
I cringe at the thought. I don't know
how
he feels about interest rates, but he's trying to be a populist. So
yeah,
populists always want interest rates to
be low. I think he's going to leave the Fed alone, but I don't think he's going to renew her contract. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Who should be the next one? The next chairman?
I really don't know. You know, I'd never heard of the new Treasury Secretary. I'd never heard
right.
of the new
Mnuchin.
Yeah, Mnuchin and the new counselor, economic advisor to the
Cohen.
Fed. But it's all in this Wall Street area, I think.
Right. Which makes us suspect out here on Main Street. Hey, Bob, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Bob to give us a little bit of give his thoughts on not only the U.S. economy, but a little bit of, we might cross the pond a little bit. I'd be interested to know if Bob thinks that what's happening in the EU, the Brexit issue, and the way the dollar and I guess the pound and the euro are going right now, if he's concerned about any of that in the economy. That's coming up right after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.